Texas rancher sues Biden-Harris DHS for massive flood of illegals to U.S. by John Binder on July 31, 2024. A Texas rancher, along with Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe, is suing President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, for record-breaking levels of illegal immigration on its watch. The Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, has filed suit on behalf of Michael Vickers, a veterinarian who owns a 1,000-acre ranch in Brooks County, as well as Coe, Atascosa County, and Kinney County, that seeks to have a federal judge halt most of the Biden-Harris administration's policies at the United States-Mexico border. Watch, FMR. Obama ICE Director, Harris owns part of untenable border we had under Biden whether or not she was SAR. By this time, it is glaringly obvious to all that the Biden administration has deliberately crashed border security in order to flood the country with as many illegal aliens as possible, early Executive Director Dale Wilcox said. This is no mere policy failure, or just a violation of statutes, but flagrant disobedience to the Constitution. The lawsuit accuses the Biden-Harris administration of having knowingly adopted numerous immigration policies that, working in concert, encourage and facilitate the entrance and release of record numbers of illegal aliens into the United States while simultaneously preventing the removal of the vast majority of aliens who are unlawfully present in the United States. In particular, the lawsuit details the Biden-Harris administration's parole pipeline that has welcomed nearly 1.2 million migrants to the U.S. via the border in commercial flights since the start of 2023. The lawsuit states, defendants' non-enforcement and parole policies have caused great harm to plaintiff Vickers Ranch. Because of defendants' policies, tens of thousands of illegal aliens have been released into the interior who thereafter travel cross-country across the grasslands of plaintiff's ranch. In so doing, aliens routinely cause thousands of dollars in damage to fences or gates as they pass through the ranch. Since early 2021, Plaintiff Vickers has incurred more than $50,000 in fence and gate damages alone. Plaintiff Vickers has also spent thousands of dollars to mitigate environmental damage. Emphasis added. Aliens also deposit tons of trash and litter as they traverse plaintiff's ranch, which compromises food and water sources for livestock. For instance, Plaintiff Vickers has autopsied cows with their rumen, large stomach, impacted with plastic bags and trash. Cattle also escape through cut fences and gates torn down by illegal aliens. Emphasis added. Watch, DPS agents discover 29 illegal immigrants inside of stash house in Webb County, Texas. Vickers and his wife, the lawsuit continues, keep dogs for security on their ranch. Subsequently, their dogs have caught hundreds of illegal aliens crossing through their property, including members of the MS-13 gang, Puro Tango Blast gang, Hermanos de Pistoleros Latinos gang, and the Mexican Mafia, among others. As a result, the lawsuit states that Vickers must always be armed with a pistol and rifle in order to feel safe due to the presence of criminal groups facilitating illegal migration. We hope the court sees Biden's war on the laws he is supposed to be enforcing as the constitutional offense it is, ends these policies, and grants an injunction, Wilcox said. The case is Vickers v. Biden. Number 2:24-CV00169 in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.